In a new survey on healthcare in America, 95% of respondents say America's healthcare system needs fundamental change or should be completely rebuilt. The survey was sponsored by the AFL-CIO. It consists of interviews with over 26,000 people who were questioned from January through earlier this month. The president of the labor organization is John Sweeney.
The survey results paint a devastating picture of a healthcare system that costs too much, covers too little, leaves too many behind, and is getting worse.
The statistics in the new report regarding the public's attitude about their own health care is troubling. Although it's well known that currently 47 million Americans do not have any type of health care, the survey says that of those who do, 61% who have employer-provided coverage believe it will only get worse in the coming months and years. Again, AFL-CIO President John Sweeney.
They're struggling to pay medical bills, skipping doctor's visits and prescriptions because of costs. And they are extremely pessimistic about the future of our country. They think healthcare is one of today's most important issues, and they are ready to vote about it.
Some of those people whose personal stories are listed in the report made themselves available to reporters on a conference call today. Sage Holden works full-time as a library technician for the state of Minnesota. She says she's supposed to take medication twice a day for diabetes and see her doctor every 3 months. But those doctor visits require co-pays, which Holden struggles with.
$22 for a doctor co-pay may not seem like a lot, but it really adds up. Plus, my insurance doesn't cover all costs for lab work and visits to diabetic specialists that my doctor says I should have. When I have to, I skip medication or appointments. I saw my doctor only a couple times last year and have skipped 2 eye exams. I had an unexplained lump in my foot, which is a symptom worth worrying about if you are diabetic. I waited and I worried, weighing the cost to my life and to my paycheck before I finally went to the doctor. It's wrong to have to qualify health against what money one has available.
The AFL-CIO has spent tens of millions of dollars in previous election years in support of the Democratic candidate for president. When asked whose health care plan they favored amongst Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the AFL-CIO's Heather Boone said neither's.
You know, the AFL-CIO is nonpartisan, but we've moved on the issues. And looking at the issues, we believe that either of the plans of Senator Clinton or Senator Obama provide a solid basis for health care reform. They both have thoughtful and detailed plans to bring down costs, stop abuses, to expand coverage to all. Now, there are some differences in the plans, but their plans are actually very similar in the broad outline. And the real difference is between their plans and the plan and the record of Senator McCain, which really is a continuation of George Bush's policies. And we know they haven't worked.
The last time there was serious momentum for health care reform in the U.S. was back in 1992, after President Clinton was elected. But as Hillary Clinton likes to joke, she has the scars to show how fierce that fight became. But when asked why there was a better chance of health care reform being achieved this year, AFL-CIO head John Sweeney said one reason why is that there are 10 million more people on the uninsured rolls than last time around.
I believe that the situation has gotten so serious that it really has become a national issue at the grassroots level. Workers understand from their own experience how bad the healthcare situation is, and they want to find a solution, and they want to find an answer, and they want to elect people to office who are going to respond to their needs.